Okay, and welcome to the July AMA. I've got some interesting questions here. Some kind of silly and some thought-provoking, but I'm just going to go in order of how I received them. So, Kendall Killerson asks, what are your favorite FRF scripts or tags to record? And if you don't have any favorites, then do you notice any differences between what female identifying and male identifying people like? There can be some differences. I do have some favorites. I do like doing masculinization scripts for women because I don't think there's enough of them. I just have trouble, I guess, improving it for purposes of the fact that I've actually never done it in real life. I also really like recording FDOM scripts for either sex, obviously, by my catalog. But yeah, I think that there's some crossover with what females and males like. It really just all depends on the person and what they're into. I've found guys and girls that both like, softer things, and guys and girls that both like it harsher, and ones that like both of them, I guess, So yeah. The age-old question comes next of how did you get into being a voice actress on the internet? Yeah, so I've told this story I think several times, but I used to do a lot of sex role play type stuff, and I was playing on a game online that was text, and somebody asked me, they heard my voice and asked me to record a JOI. And I had to look up what a JOI was because no fucking clue. I recorded it and it got passed around between three or four friends of mine that I talked to online. And one of them said I should post it on GWA at Reddit. And I'm like, why does everything have so many letters? And then I went and found tags. And yeah, I was intimidated. It took me about a week to post it because of all the tags and what I should do. And yeah, but once I posted it, I was kind of hooked. I liked doing it. I liked reading. I read way too fast when I first started, but yeah, I've gotten a lot better since then. I recently re-recorded that audio with my 3DO mic. I think it was last year on my cake day. Might have been this year. I don't know. All the years are blending together at the moment, but I did re-record it. So yeah, if you haven't heard that, go out and listen to that. Had you not gotten started doing audios in the way that I did, which I just explained, do you think you would have become a VA another way? Probably not, unless I accidentally fell into it, because that's kind of what happened here. I never would have thought that people would like my voice, and everybody's like, "What?" No, nobody ever told me, "Hey, you've got a really nice voice," or "You have a voice for radio," or anything like that. So I probably wouldn't have been a VA, I'd still be, doing odds and end jobs like I normally did. Besides monetary compensation, what drives you to continue to create audios? Creativity, really. I like being a wordsmith or a storyteller. I like playing different characters and pushing myself to the limits with acting. So, being creative and being able to make what I like and what other people like and to get paid doing it, isn't that kind of the dream? So, yeah, it's work. It's definitely hard work, but I love the art side of it, really. If I had to stop doing not safe for work or safe for work audios, which one would it be? It would be safe for work. I love doing safe for work audios, but they do not pay the bills. So, I continue to do safe for work audios because people like them. And I think that, they're important, but if I had to choose, I'd stop doing safe for work. Do you ever see yourself creating your own original audio series? I kind of created some series on Patreon. So I've done it before. The Officer Wild series is my own creation. The Good Boy Training series is my own creation, or Good Boy Boot Camp. But yeah, I've done short things. I don't see like an ongoing 34 part series of The MILF Next Door or anything like that. But I think little ones I'll keep creating too. What do you find is the best way to recharge your creative reservoirs? Well, talking with friends about ideas, taking time out to do things that I really want to do, I think both help recharge me creatively. I think that in general, taking some time off and stepping away from it is also something that I think is necessary. Why do I enjoy being a Dom? Let me count the ways. Really, there's not much I don't like about being a Dom. I really do enjoy being able to, how do I put this? Not control someone, because you don't really control your subs. That's not what being a Dom is about. But like being able to shape the scenes and stuff, and being able to help people become better people through domination. As weird as it sounds, I mean, most of you realize that I'm a mommy Dom, but I like to help people do what they feel they need to do in their life. I don't take on subs half-heartedly, and I definitely discuss a lot before it goes into it. And it's, for me, it's not just about the sex with being a Dom. It's about the relationship and the nurturing and the care of being a mommy Dom. But, you know, the sex is fun too. I like being able to control the scene, knowing that I know their limits and I can, you know, do things within their limits that I know they're going to like, and I get to decide. So it's kind of fun that way. I mean, they have the power to always stop things, and they have the power to control what happens. I just say when and where. But yeah. Okay. Length or girth? Really, I just like dick. Like, it doesn't matter. I haven't found a whole lot of dicks that I've actually been with that I don't like. So you can always do something with regardless of length or girth or whatever. So, in toys, I like both, really. For different reasons, obviously. But I don't think I have a strong preference one way or the other. It's kind of like milk chocolate or dark chocolate. I like them both. Spit or swallow? Always swallow. Because even if it tastes bad, if you spit, it goes back over your tongue again. So, yeah, I say swallow. What's something you learned from the pandemic, whether about yourself or others? I learned that I can survive a lot of shit. being cooped up in the house with kids and other things, like, I have more strength than I thought I did, and I already thought I was pretty strong. So, but yeah, I can survive a lot, and I can, be pretty resourceful with that. About others, I've learned that there's not a whole lot you can't do with other people on the internet to entertain yourself. So, yeah. And people are dumb. I mean, from watching this whole pandemic and the masks and the vaccinations, like, I won't go into the political side of it, but people are stupid. So, yeah. Do I listen to any podcasts? At the moment, I really don't listen to podcasts because I don't really have the time. I used to listen to some horror story ones, but it's been a while. But yeah, so I have a podcast if you want to listen to that. No, it's just my safe for work stuff. Are you a squirter? I am not a Twitter squirter, but I have squirted before. It takes a particular angle and position for it to happen. And yeah, it doesn't flood anything as it shouldn't. If it does, they're probably peeing. But anyway, would you still continue to create audios if there were no sexual gratification from/with them? Yes. Yeah, I would. Because it's not always about the orgasm. I can create an audio and orgasm later. But it's about the fact that, you're bringing people's fantasies to life. Or you're bringing your own stories to life and you're getting to play those characters and be those people for a moment in time. And it's just, it's fun. I mean, I've created lots of audios with no sexual gratification for me in them. So, yeah. What's the next life chapter for Jay after audios? Well, I plan on doing this until I drop over dead. No, I'm just kidding. Honestly, after audios would be retirement. And I think it'll just get to the point where either I've made everything I want to make, or my life gets too hectic, or I just want to retire, and that'll be the next chapter. I'm not going to go into doing books or podcasts or anything like that that I can think of. Like, I don't want to... I narrated an audiobook. I don't want to do it again. It's not all that exciting. I mean, if I got into acting for animated stuff, I'd probably be down with that. But I don't know a whole lot of people that would hire a porn star for animation. So anyway, but yeah, I don't see moving on from this soon. So have you ever done an audio you didn't want to do but couldn't pass up because the money was too good? No, I don't do audios I don't feel comfortable doing. So don't care how much you pay me, it's not going to happen. I've done tags that I'm not in favor of, but if it's okay enough that I can, you know, I can do it once, it's not a big deal, then I'm fine with it. But yeah, no, I don't really do stuff I don't want to do. If you were born 10 years earlier or 10 years later, do you think your life would be different? I think anyone's life would be different if they're born 10 years earlier or 10 years later. A lot can change in 10 years. I mean, just look at the decades one after one and see the difference between the 50s and the 60s and the 60s and the 70s. You know, it just, everything changes in 10 years. So yeah, my life would definitely be different if I was born 10 years later. I don't know how it would be different or 10 years earlier, but it would be different. Probably wouldn't be doing this if I was born 10 years earlier. So, and I know who this question's from. Are you ever going to get good at first-person shooters? I'm good at the only first-person shooter I have to be good at, and that's coming down your throat. So, that's my answer. If you could turn a dream into reality, what would it be? A dream into reality. Man, that's a hard one. I guess that I would turn the fact that people judge other people based on, like, kinks and age differences and all that stuff, I would just turn it off and make people not want to worry about who's in whose bed and all that stupid stuff and accept that people have kinks different than their own. And that's, you know, it's a big dream, but I would love for that to be a reality. If you want to add, like, people judging other people because of their race and their religion and their class, and yeah, just don't judge other people. Can we make that a reality? That'd be great. Thanks. Okay, so top five YouTubers that I'm subscribed to. I know most of you know that I'm a bit older. I don't really watch YouTube unless I'm looking for something in particular. So there's not a whole lot of YouTubers that I'm subscribed to. So yeah, there's not a top five YouTubers. Sorry. What's something beyond your age, but you still enjoy? That would have to be music from the 50s. I really like the music from the 50s. I don't know. It's just different. It was a different era, obviously, but it's a thing of mine. What idea or thought sexually has changed over time for you? Believe it or not, I didn't used to like being called mommy in a sexual way. I know most of you are gasping or laughing or shaking your head like, no, yeah. When I started this, I was not a big fan of mommy, and I did a lot of mommy audios, and it kind of grew on me. I actually really enjoy it now, as most of you can tell. Your fans might think this is boring, But I'd love to know your favorite movies, musical artists, authors, books, TV shows. Holy crap, is that a lot of favorites? Let's see. Movies. Oh, we'll start there. Okay. I don't have movies, but favorite movies, but I have movies that I go back to. That would be The Princess Bride, Nothing to Lose, and Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Those are like the comfort movies that I have. But I like a whole lot of movies. Musical artists, don't ask me for favorites. I like every, or close to every genre of music. I don't like country music and I don't like heavy metal. But other than that, there's types of every genre of music that I like. So music, I can't pick favorites. I'm sorry. Authors, books. I would say my two favorite top authors would have to be Stephen King and Dean Koontz. I'm a big horror fan when it comes to books. But yeah, those would probably be the two top. I read a lot of other stuff too, but yeah, those are awesome. TV shows. Oh, gosh. Favorite TV show of all time is probably a lot of Joss Whedon stuff, which I know with what he's done lately, or what's come out about him, it's not the greatest, but he did tell some good fucking stories, and I love Firefly to death. Dollhouse is awesome. Buffy and Angel were great. Like, yeah, I just, that whole little genre of those things are awesome, and I just, sorry, I do like Joss Whedon stories. Just don't like the man. Okay. Looks like this is my last question, or questions. What's a recipe for good stock? You want to put a whole whatever bone, ham bone, chicken, whatever, in a crock pot, and you add water, and then throw everything in the kitchen sink. You want to throw in onions and garlic and carrots and celery, vegetables of any type you want the flavor of, and just put them all in there and just let it cook and cook and cook and cook. And then you strain it all out and you have good stock. If you want it lower fat, you let it cool and trim the fat off the top. But I know the person who asks me this, or who asked me this knows what a good stock is, but yes, that's it. Okay. How do you handle criticism? I skipped over one. Why are you a badass? Because I'm J motherfucking Wild. How do you handle criticism? Usually with a backhand. No. I just take it in stride. It depends on whether it's constructive or not constructive criticism. Constructive criticism I usually handle by fixing whatever it is that, or at least considering fixing whatever it is that they give me, criticism wise. If it's just, you know, asshole criticism, I just let it go because fuck them. Obviously, they just have an opinion and feel the need to shout it. So whatever. I know when it's constructive criticism, I try to think, you know, did I do that on purpose or was that just a mistake? And then I just go fix it if it was a mistake, you know, that kind of thing. And the last one is definitely a pun from someone. Yeah. Who likes puns, and it's, are you a parking ticket? Because you've got fine written all over you. So, yeah, thanks for the compliment. You know who you are, silly bitch. But yeah, so that is my AMA for July. And if you made it to the end, congratulations for listening to me talk for like 19 minutes. But yeah, if you have any other questions, I also have an AMA channel on my Discord. My DMs are open. But yeah, that's really all I've got today. And I hope you guys have a great day. Bye.